watch or a gift of some kind, or a bonus.
Yes, right. Now, a little while ago, when that tone sounded, it was 30 minutes after the hour, but we don't say 30 minutes after the hour. We say,
no, we say half past seven or something like that a lot of times. Yeah.
And,
or we refer to it in minutes a lot of times. We'll say 7:30.
Yes.
Or 8:30.
Now, when the hand gets up there on the horizontal on the left side, though, that's 45. And how do you characterize that? It's in fact, it just passed that 7:45. But we'd say it's with reference to 8 o'clock. We'd say what?
A lot of people say it's 7:45.
Yeah. Right. I mean, that would occur more often than saying 7:45, probably, wouldn't it?
Well, yeah. I tell you what you'll find in that. You take most railroad people will refer to their time as 7:30, 7:15, 7:20. That is characteristic of people who have worked so close with time as railroad people do on schedules. They will always refer to the time as 1:05. It's 2:58. It's really surprising the number of railroad people that you, and you can just about figure that when you're talking to somebody and he begins to talk about time in those terms, that he has been a railroader.
Is that so?
That's true.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
I can understand
yeah.
that.
But the average run of people, that is like businessmen and all, you go in a store and say, what time is it, John? You say, oh, 20 minutes till 8, and quarter after 1 or something like
yes.
that.
True. We were talking about the weather a while ago as we walked in. Now, it's rained here some today, but when the weather is improving, we say that that the weather is
the weather's clearing up a little bit. If we refer to temperature, I sometimes get a kick out of saying, oh, the weather's moderating a little bit or something like that.
Yes. Well, now, usually the weatherman will give the temperature for today and so on, but he'll also give it for a
few days ahead
and the same time the preceding year.
Yeah.
So his way of starting that might be to say, well, instead of saying 365 days ago, he'd say.
Oh, let's see, what would he say in there? He probably would say 6 months ago or 8 months ago.
Or the whole.
Or the whole year.
Yeah.
A
so
year
say,
ago.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Right, the weather was so and so.
Yeah, he quite often refers to it as saying a year ago this date, the temperature was so and so.
But if he's talking about this very period, he'd say now this, with reference to the year, this.
I don't quite understand.
Oh, it's saying now, a year ago we had such and such a situation with regard to the weather.
Yeah.
But now this, not this date, but if he's talking about a whole stretch of weather.
A year later, you mean?
Yeah.
The temperature would be so and so.
Yeah, but say this year we've had so and so.
Yeah, this year.
Right, okay. Yeah. Okay, very good. Now, what are some words that you would use, or what is the characteristic way that you would talk about a little bit of turbulent weather, maybe with some rain, not an awfully serious one, but
I think that I would be like most people. I'd say it sure is a bad day or something like that. The weather's